So I had practically no idea what anybody was going to say.
That was 19 minutes ago, but now you have.
So I prepared a few remarks, which have echoes of Jim Pellegrino's and Jay Lemsky's talk yesterday. But I will try to allude to some of the talks, at least that you did here. The standards of accountability movement is making it impossible, I think, to promote adventurous teaching and learning in school. I think it's a complete disaster. Basic skills have really captured the accountability movement because that's how we know how to test. So all the sophisticated technologies and designs of learning environments that learning scientists are producing are likely to be all for naught. In other words, this we can put in enormous amounts of energy and effort to devise these very environments that create complex learning, and that's not what's going to happen in schools because the accountability movement presents. But you can't replace current tests with nothing. You need something better. So I think we need systematic ways to assess students' abilities to solve complex problems, create new designs, new models, new works of art, and carry out investigations. I'm particularly fond of the way Deborah Meyer and her colleagues at Central Park East Secondary School created a senior institute at their school, which was the last 2 or 3 years, if you need 3 years. And what they had was 14 large assessments that you had to carry out. One was to produce a postgraduate plan for your future learning and your adult life. Another was to write an autobiography. So there were 14 of these. There was a scientific investigation, a historical investigation. These were major pieces of work that people had, that the students had to do to graduate from the school. And they had to defend them to a committee of teachers and community members and peers. So it was like a thesis defense for each of the 14 areas. Now, this is the echo of Zelensky, that these are substantial pieces of work that should be the kinds of goals we have for schools. And unless we focus assessment around developing the skills and disposition to carry through such large pieces of work, we're going to have a bunch of people who can take tests with very standard items. So I think the challenge to the learning sciences community is to begin I kind of see three prongs to what we should be doing as a community. And I think there has to be much, much more focus on assessment than has been heretofore. A lot of the work, I have a story. I was listening to two talks at a Spencer Colloquium by learning scientists who were studying group work. And one of my distinguished colleagues asked, so they described all this group work, and the colleague asked, what did they learn? I mean, they had been doing all this work without any concern without any discussion of what the students were learning. And I see this in graduate programs across the country, having to do with learning science. So the three prongs I want to push for, one is kind of an attack on the embedded assessment. I think you see this both in Carl's talk and in Marsha's talk, that we can begin to look at students as they work and find ways to measure I once was on a commission where we talked about the sports analogy, how we evaluate football players or baseball players, not by giving them tests, but by looking in different ways at the kinds of activity they're doing during their participation. And we can begin to build assessments for students. The second kind of effort I would like to see more of is with the technologies we have, we can create very systematic environments. There's been some work of this kind where, for instance, you have to try to design a house with certain constraints. And now we give you a learning environment, an interactive learning environment, and we can begin to assess what you're doing in that complex environment with this complex pair. And these can be kind of way stations toward this long-term goal of assessment. The third kind of effort I would like to see is much more effort on, as we create these curricula which use technology, thinking about the learning objectives and thinking of learning objectives in a broad way rather than a narrow way. Learning objectives, I mean, one of my claims is that what really matters as a result of schooling is more dispositions than particular content and particular skills. So we need to begin to develop ways to assess whether you can carry through tasks, whether you are willing to try out new designs. In other words, we need to begin to build assessments within the curricula, focus our curricular designs around technology toward assessment, toward learning objectives, rather than just teaching and learning as we've been doing. So those are my kind of directions in some sense that I think we as a community should be going. And with that, I'll...